The HMS Podcast is available on the 98 KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker number NB100-2031, NMLS number 1863775, LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Somebody else also emailed me just now and said, John, would you be the Jesus of sports if you died? That meant the WNBA went away. Would you do that for all? I would do that for you. I would die for the sins of WNBA basketball. And, of course, everybody's asking, Tucson versus the WNBA. Which one stays? Which one goes? Now, I don't have to be involved in either because my hate for Tucson is so strong. But if you say you had to be involved in the WNBA or live in Tucson, I'm shacking up in the old Pueblo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
I would live in Tucson before I'd ever get involved in watching
even,
WNBA
basketball. You do play-by-play?
Am I allowed to do what I want to do with a play-by-play, or do I have to play nice? It's my world.
Yeah.
I would call WNBA games until it was – and I can't be fired. I got like a 20-year guaranteed contract that I call the WNBA.
It's a payout. Even if we separate, go different ways, you're guaranteed. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'd take that job.
That's a dream job.
Yeah, they'd fire me so fast that I'd just avoid it. But for the people, if it meant the WNBA disappearing and never existing and you wanted to crucify me, I would take that. I would do that for the people. I'm just that thoughtful.
Play by play.
Yeah.
2-year contract.
Two?
2-year contract. Okay. $5 million.
Yeah.
And it's straight up. No,
I got to play nice.
You gotta
I get
play
$5 million total, $2.5 million
yeah.
a year.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Wow.
$5 million a year? We're talking.
We're talking.
$5 million a year to legitimately call WNBA games.
Yeah. Homer.
Oh, I got to love it.
Yeah.
I practically have to be a lesbian. Five yes, 2.5 no. And Tucson disappears? 2.5, I'll call the games. Tucson goes away. $5 million, Tucson can stay. I call the games legit.
I can make that happen.
All right, make it happen. All I can do is get your daughter a bath. That's my only real contact. You have better contacts than me. And again, Jennifer, no. The answer was no. Brady's keeping
her. I can do all these things. I just can't get her to take a bath.
What can you take away to make her bathe? Like every time she has to use the Oculus, she has to take a bath.
She showers.
Like, no, I'm just like clean it up.
You just have to tell her.
Right, but what do you have to do to make it like? You can't use the Oculus until your hair is rat-free, combed, and done. Like you have to she has to dress up to use the Oculus. That's the way to do it.
Let me just tell you about the Oculus.
All right. It's already been taken away.
That's charging right now for the most part.
Not even using it.
It's not even getting play.
By her?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm going to start taking some time here.
I'll give you $400 cash for your Oculus.
There's appointment book is open on the Oculus right now.
Really? She doesn't care about it?
Well, she gets on it. I don't think she gets on it every day.
It's not because it messes up her hair.
No, don't have to worry about that.
I'm going to feed on this for a little while, Brady. I enjoy this. I love Kirby
it's
D. Williams.
So thick.
Yeah. Well, she's got a crazy amount of hair. It's a gift. I'm a little jealous, to be honest. I would love the option of just having a – anyway, what are you going to do? Daddy, the Oculus is stuck in my hair. I don't know what I'm going to do.
That thing is sticky.
But you feel dumb being, you know, the dad and girl, like I'm not the one that's going to
– Yeah, you are.
And
why not?
Ronnie – is the one who you know has the products for and
yeah, but you could still tell her you could still do it. Like you can't just lean it all on her.
I do more of the shame thing,
right? Well, clearly,
yeah,
and it's working. I want to comb my hair. I mean, we shamed you into admitting you're bald. It took forever.
Took a couple of years.
Yeah, a long time.
Balding. I'm still balding.
No, you're bald. So bald. Male pattern balding is not a thing. Male pattern baldness. That's you. I am bald. You are bald. Brett is not.
No.
I am receding.
You're balding.
Yeah, balding.
That's balding.
Balding.
What he has is balding. What we have is a case of the old baldness.
Brett's it Italian. Good. He ain't getting rid of any hair.
All you got to do is comb his back over. And no one will notice.
What do you use on that?
What, on my back or my chest?
On your back.
On your back.
Yeah, is it too different?
Oh, of course.
Condition then. Can't let it rat up.
Ladies' fingers will get stuck in it. He can't have that.
Madea would hate that.
Getting trapped in there like she's in one of them, you know, poison ivy well. It's all the vines.
A thicket.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time for the hot releases. Toledo's got them all right in front of you. Mr. Toledo, please tell us what's new.
Big video game release today is UFC 4.
Have you played any UFC games?
I played the first one.
Did it become just hit every button and hope?
Kind of like actually, boxing was,
yeah. Because that's what I did with boxing. I used to love it, but I'm like, you get into a thing where you're just hitting everything.
I could never figure out the right combos
right. To
press to get what you actually wanted.
And play defense.
And also play defense, yeah. So this is UFC 4. It's gotten a lot better.
The most authentic and immersive MMA experience to date.
Right.
Ooh,
and that's the clinch game using EA Sports Real Player Motion Tech. Redesigned ground and pound gameplay to be more dynamic and exciting. Improved
looks
our
pretty real.
Controls to be more responsive and player friendly. And revamped our presentation around high impact moments to bring the action.
See, I would fight constantly on the lowest level just to bloody dudes up.
Now, is this the real, or they slowed up the promo? Is it like John Woo fighting the whole time?
This is actual gameplay.
Everything's slow motion.
Are you seeing this in slow-mo?
Well,
that's slow-mo.
Well, that's the replay.
All the hits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's done by John
Woo. All new replay cameras, you get to see.
There's that Italian guy getting dropped like a bad
habit. No, that was not happening.
When someone gets rocked with a big blow or a crisp combination.
There's one for you also. Italian MMA fighter.
There's probably a couple.
That one I don't know. I don't keep up with MMA. Dynamic striking
inputs. Ryan Baderini.
Yeah, Baderini. Frankie Marone.
That game was complicated though with all them combinations.
Too many buttons.
I mean, I miss Punch Out with the two buttons on Nintendo, and I'm done.
Yep. Yeah. I like the old fashioned ones where it's just like there's body, there's head.
Yeah.
Yep. And if I push this and this at the same time, it's a hook.
Yep. You press down and then press the A button.
Yeah. I can do that, but they get into the thing where you're like, that's a duck, that's a kick.
Right.
You're going to have 50 buttons, and I only have three good fingers.
Another big one out today across all platforms is called Hyperscape, and I'm not sure exactly what it's about.
Leave your
but it's
reality
another one with Season 1, so this is one of those games
with
that's
the power
be
of thought, becoming your perfect self.
Starts today. Time for
Fortnite-like
to do what must
thing.
Be done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, is that heavy Japanese I just heard?
It did.
Change your life. Enter a contender and leave as a champion.
Oh, so there's no.
I got these.
Kirby will be on this.
It's girls
will
and
too.
Boys, yeah.
That will leave a mark.
Kirby likes these space fighting games.
Well, the.
Called King of the Hill game, basically.
Yeah.
And you battle down from 20 to 1.
A little violent tendency, Brady.
Getting there.
Does she really?
Well, she likes these games where you battle and you have
blood
tournaments and champions. Player Unknown Battlegrounds is the only one that I really know of that showed blood. Like Fortnite and all this, it's kind of cartoonish.
Yeah,
they don't.
They just blow up digitally.
Yeah, yeah.
Man,
you get your life back. Man. So that's Hyperscape.
Is there going to be a Madden this year?
There is, I think.
Is it already going to come out, right? Is it going to can't? COVID got mad? Hey, if it's in the game, it's in the game. We didn't make one. Here's a guy who's got the COVID.
I know nothing about this game. It's called Willie Morgan and the Curse of Bone Town. So I picked it for you, John, so you can figure out exactly.
I think Brady watched this on the Oculus.
Yes, I did.
Henry Morgan, the famous archaeologist, vanished under mysterious circumstances. Tomorrow is the anniversary of Dad's disappearance.
Okay, I'm out.
Yeah, not what
son.
I thought.
Yeah, no, this is about
not what I was hoping it would be.
I was hoping a little more for Bone Town.
Yeah, get me to Bone Town, Toledo. Take me to Bone Town. How many times do I say that to you a day?
Hello,
It sounds like Bone Town kite music.
Yeah, we're going to Bone Town.
It's a little cutesy for the title.
It's Grand Theft Auto for people on Ritalin. It's the sweetest GTA ever.
Yeah, it is.
Follow the map to Bone Town.
Next.
Yeah, thank you. You're exactly right.
So that's it for your game releases today. There's another one called Metamorphosis, apparently, but I haven't been able to find out any information on that.
All right.
I'm sure the texters will tell me
about
that.
Oh, somebody just said, what if Hildy played in the WNBA?
Oh.
Oof. That would be the first visually valuable thing they've ever had.
You wouldn't watch her for the game.
Here's
play.
The thing. I wouldn't notice. What did you say?
You cover my bills. I'll cover it. I'll do it.
What? What do you mean you'll do it?
No, I thought they were saying,
watch. No,
what
no, no.
would it take for
this
you
guy's saying,
Hildy?
If Hildy played in the WNBA, would it be interesting to you? I wouldn't notice the gameplay slipping because I think you can plug anybody in. I think a child could be on the court and I wouldn't notice because they're all so bad at the game of basketball.
You might get a little upset at players if they're going after Hildy.
If Hildy got hurt, I would help her up.
You're going to protect.
I'd definitely be. But is that misogynistic?
I can't do that. That's a charge.
That's misogynistic. Hildy would be the leading scorer because all those other girls on the court would be busy flicking the bean.
Distracted. That's right. La, 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 la.
All right. We have to institute a new penalty. Licking. Would you stop licking that one? Hildy goes to the free throw line again after being licked again. That's the sixth lick on Taurasi. She's out of the game.
We've got 3 seconds with the bean.
Yeah. Yes, from downtown. Oh, and she was licked and won. My
and two,
goodness.
And three.
And three and four. She's trying to get to the center of Hildy's Tootsie Pop. And it's more than 3 licks for this owl.
All right, so out on Hulu.
Never stop licking that point guard.
Marv, you can finally watch Monsters Ball on Hulu. That one's out, I believe, tomorrow.
The Boston Beans.
And
that's the girl team. It's Hildy Osland and her Boston Beans, undefeated. The only team in WNBA history to never give up a point.
Also out on Hulu is an anime series, season one, called Smile Down the Runway.
There's the tip-off. Griner tackles Osland.
It's over.
And the licking has begun. Griner has fouled out in the first 3 seconds, a new WNBA record.
You can also watch Chopped Season 40 and 41 on Hulu, as no well thanks. As Season 1 of The Worst Bakers in America.
Yeah, that's what I want to do with my time.
Baking shows.
on Netflix. Poorly baking. There's a show about people doing it badly.
You told me you loved Season 1.
Oh, Season 1 was great because the baking wasn't that poor. They promised poor baking. Here's people failing left and right at cake.
On Netflix, you can watch Mr. Peabody and Sherman and Scary Movie 5, which is out. And then there's a new season 4 of a show called 3%, which in a distant future, most of the population lives in poverty in an area known as the Inland. There's an elite group, though, chosen to live in virtual paradise known as the 3%.
Somebody just sent me a meme. It's Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite, and he's on the cover of Madden 20. It's fantastic. Thank you, Shane Leonard.
It's like Tropical Snowpiercer, this
show.
A little bit, yeah.
Hey, they're just speaking funny talk.
Yeah, apparently.
Darn it, I'm out.
Brett, what are they saying?
I don't even know what the hell this is.
It's Italian.
No, it's not.
That's the old world
Italian.
Language.
No. Come on now. Also, Rob Schneider has a comedy special on Netflix out called Asian Mama Mexican Kids. You can watch that. And nothing really out on Amazon. Capone and season one of World's Toughest Race Eco Challenge.
Is the Capone the one with Tom Hardy?
Yes.
That was
that one.
In and out of, like, yeah. They kept doing production. And
I'll
never
check that out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I heard it was horrible because they couldn't get it right. And it kept coming and going, so they reshot a bunch of stuff. All right, what else you got?
New music today. Your favorite, Jordan Sparks, has a new album out.
Did she just sing the national anthem over and over? I didn't know she actually sang other songs.
But I can't push the weight in my strength.
Is that her?
I need your grace.
Jordan Sparks.
That's Nicki Minaj, isn't it?
Cardi B, I think.
Hey, did you know the story of Megan Thee Stallion?
No. I know who it is.
Yeah,
but
I mean, she's singing that song with Nicki Minaj, and they're mad now because they put Kylie Jenner in the video because she's white. Like, that's the big controversy. Like, you could have put a more powerful black woman in there. I'm like, God, everything's that. But the funny part was, I read a story about this Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
She was at a party and then getting in an argument with a guy, and then somebody came over and shot her in the feet.
Right. What? In the foot.
You see both the video. Feet? I haven't seen the video. I just know she gets shot in the feet. And she's like, this ain't no joke, bitch. Yeah. Yeah, shoots her in the feet.
Oh, I want to see this.
I didn't know you'd do, like, that's.
Well. You know, if you're going to hurt a stallion.
That's true. You got to put her down, right?
That's like Harlem Knights shooting him in the foot and stuff.
They put a tent around her and everything, and they're like, oh, she can't use her hooves anymore.
No, the guy just shoot her, and she was back up. I mean, put a new shoe.
The article. Did they catch the guy? In the article, yeah.
Oh, he's right there.
They had to shoe her again. Yeah, it was bad. Megan Thee Stallion had to go to a blacksmith like the next day. But I'm laughing. I'm in this waiting room, and I'm reading my phone, and Megan Thee Stallion mad at betrayed
There's
by her
whole
friends.
Video.
Yeah, and I'm like, how about that? And I'm flipping up. It's like, then she got shot in the feet, and I thought that was hysterical. Because what kind of gangster pulls that off?
I'll show you.
I'll blow a couple toes off.
Thug it's life.
Like, I think she gets in the car.
Right, thug life. Pediatric. Or no, it's a podiatrist, right? Not pediatric. Wait a minute. Which one's the foot guy?
Podiatrist.
Podiatrist, yeah. One's a child. What's a child's podiatrist?
Pedophile.
Pedopodo.
It's a pedophile for feet. I think it's called Rex Ryan.
I've been sending my kids to a pedophile. I
thought he was had bad feet. I sent him to this pedophile. I haven't seen him for weeks.
Bruce Hornsby has an album out. Apparently, he's dropped the range, and it's just Bruce Hornsby now.
He's still alive?
Called Non-Secure Connection.
Oh, he picked up James Mercer.
First single from a duet with James Mercer from The Shins and a band called Broken
Bell. I still
Bell.
Love Bruce Hornsby's tone. Yeah. It's one of the coolest sounds. It may not be the same anymore, but back in the day. That sounds live. Is that live? In this space I cower, I try to stand above the fray, stand apart, not by. Yeah, his
cool
songs.
Side music.
Yeah, exactly. Put it by the pool. I've been listening to Joe Sample by the pool again. Can't get enough of that, man. It's like having a resort in your backyard. It's
you know what that has me is, it's a commercial, John Legend's commercial, where he's singing the Willy Wonka song, and I forget the product.
Pure Imagination song?
Yeah.
Remember Gloria Estefan?
Finish that song.
Yeah, I don't want to hear him because of his wife.
I know.
I'm mad at John Legend because he's married to that boxing glove. And his face looks like a...
You'll never look at her the same way again, Brett.
Somebody should put Cleto Reyes on her face because she looks like a boxing glove. I can't stand that lady at all. She
how do you feel about
nuts.
Gloria Estefan?
You know.
Miami Sound Machine, she's got an album.
The rhythm's going to get
usually
me.
The rhythm
Eventually.
Got
it. Brazil 305.
It's happening again. Oh, my hips. There
Brett,
they go.
How you feeling?
What?
Just make you want to dance?
No, not this.
After this garbage.
Come on.
What is that thing? What is the instrument that goes...
That's called a monkey.
What is that?
That's a monkey. That's, you're just squeezing a monkey.
It's called you on the Oculus is what I think that is. I love that thing.
I don't know. A little bit of treatment and maybe I can figure it out. Yeah. Some more of that, please. That is called sliding a small circle into an even smaller circle.
It looks like a fire starter, like there's been in the stick. Yeah,
that's called friction and you need new brakes, I think. Well, stop doing it. What are you hearing? I think you're hearing steel drum.
Not there. There it is.
Maybe a little slide. All right, settle down. Why are you going to get so excited?
What is that thing? I want one of those.
I don't know. I think you've got it covered. It's the Bradyolin.
All right, that's pretty much it for the releases today. Also, Static X, their Project Regeneration album that's been out for about a month now. You can finally get it on vinyl if you've been waiting. That's out today.
And if anybody has an answer for Brady's insane question.
Let me check text.
What is that noise again? That's an instrument he hears.
That's the best rendition you've done so far.
That was
far,
a good one. He's picking it up. And you rub your hands together as if you're...
I think I was thinking it was like a stick on a wood thing that makes that sound. Hmm.
Brett, you used to manage bands and stuff. Anybody ever played a ooh?
I don't know anybody that plays an ooh thing.
Yeah, there you go. Look at him. He's jamming.
The rhythm
Jim is gonna get you. Please make that man stop.
Sounds like you're choking Dave Draymond or something like that.
Choking, I mean, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
See?
It's when he was a boy.
Man.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to shoot you
knows.
In the feet.
Nobody else knows either. We haven't gotten anything else on it.
Everybody, Steve Brady today, shoot him in the feet immediately.
Because you got that rotating thing with the
okay.
metal thing.
Yeah, you, oh, that's yeah, that's got a name though. A castanet. Yeah.
No, that's
those
different. Are the, those are the finger.
Oh, that's
symbols.
The finger yeah. ones. What's the one that's that? Now he's got me thinking
the
about Spanish stuff
with the fish. It looks like a fish that's got yeah, the beads got, on it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that one.
I
is.
I don't either. Care what the other thing is.
Give
I
me that wood.
John Chuck Brady, did he just make baby gravy?
Why? Is that the noise he makes?
Sounds a little excited.
Yeah.
Why do we got to check him?
People ask me about my poolside music. Just Pandora Joe Sample.
Joe Sample.
If you want to relax and have a little Joe Sample poolside, it's phenomenal. And everything that comes up on that smooth jazz with no
Boney
singing.
James.
Oh, it's great. They
Sanborn.
They don't go too annoying jazz where it starts just becoming the orchestra tuning up, which I can't stand. Sample is just, this dude will keep you poolside. You drink all day. Me and Kirby D. Williams sitting there.
Spyro Gyra.
I get in that water, but I'm afraid it might clean my body.
If this doesn't, I might bring on the sand.
This stuff's amazing. When you just like, you want to just totally check out. This is it. I love this stuff. I don't know any of the songs. I don't know any of the artists. I just Joe Sample. And the reason I know it is because I came back to my room at the Aria in Vegas once. And when they clean your room, they turn the music on. And this was on, and I saw Joe Sample. I'm like, whatever this is doing to my psyche is nice. It calmed me down.
You like a little piano in your jazz.
I like mostly piano in my jazz. I'm not a big horn jazz guy.
You're not a
no. I like this kind of stuff. And only in like, yeah, yeah. What's missing is that monkey. Hey, I came here to ruin jazz.
Maybe that's what it is.
A jazz ruiner?
A tropical monkey.
Yeah, that's it. We play one. Just spin it in your hands.
Just let him out of the cage.
We used to do it to Angel down the hall all the time. We just spin her hands.
The song Brady's thinking about is the corona is going to get you, not the rhythm.
The rona's going to get you. Anyway, there you go. Those are your hot releases. It's 98 KUPD.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see, $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest, always having access to your equity, and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit? It's not magic, it's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker number MB1002031, NMLS number 186377.5. LifeChangerLoan Corp is an equal housing lender.